Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes over 71,000 appointment letters to new appointees, says around 10 lakh government jobs provided in last 1.5 years. Three pro-Khalistan terrorists killed in a joint operation by Uttar Pradesh and Punjab police at Pilibhit in Uttar Pradesh. Farmers' Day been observed today to recognize contribution of farmers in nation's growth and development. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump appoints Indian-American Sriram Krishnan as senior White House policy advisor on artificial intelligence. And northern India reeling under severe cold wave conditions due to an incoming western disturbance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that around 10 lakh government jobs have been provided to the youth of the country in the last 1.5 years. Mr. Modi said this while distributing more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits through video conferencing. He said that there is a campaign going on to provide government jobs in various ministries, departments and institutions of the country for the last 10 years. Prime Minister Modi said that Rojgar Melas are empowering the youth and unlocking the potential.
भारत के युवाओं के सामर्थ्य और प्रतिभा का भरपूर उपयोग हमारी सरकार की सबसे बड़ी प्राथमिकता है। रोजगार मेलों के जरिए हम लगातार इस दिशा में काम कर रहे हैं। पिछले 10 वर्षों से सरकार के विभिन्न मंत्रालयों, विभागों और संस्थाओं में सरकारी नौकरी देने का अभियान चल रहा है।
Prime Minister Modi said full utilization of the potential and talent of the country's youth is a priority of the government. Mr. Modi said India is committed to becoming a developed nation by 2047 as the country's policies and decisions focus on empowering its talented youth. The Prime Minister highlighted that the government has launched several schemes like Make in India, Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, Startup India, Stand Up India, Digital India, and every scheme has been made keeping the youth at the center.
आज जब एक युवा अपना स्टार्टअप शुरू करने का फैसला करता है तो उसे एक पूरा इकोसिस्टम अपने साथ सहयोग के लिए मिलता है आज स्पोर्ट्स में ट्रेनिंग से लेकर टूर्नामेंट तक हर कदम पर युवाओं के लिए आधुनिक व्यवस्थाएं बन रही हैं आज कितने ही सेक्टर्स में हम कंप्लीट ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन देख रहे हैं
Prime Minister Modi stated that the government launched the Bima Sakhi Yojana to provide insurance coverage to every citizen, creating numerous employment opportunities in rural areas. He said initiatives like Drone Didi, Lakhpati Didi and Bank Sakhi Yojana are also generating jobs in agriculture and rural sectors. Speaking on the occasion, Minister of State for Department of Personnel and Training, Dr. Jitendra Singh said that out of 71,000 appointments, around 50,000 appointments are made in paramilitary forces. He said out of the total appointment, around 21,000 appointments letters were distributed to those who belong to OBC communities.
NDA के 10 वर्ष के कार्यकाल में OBC समाज की रिक्रूटमेंट में 27% का इजाफा हुआ है. इसके अतिरिक्त इन 71,000 नियुक्तियों में से 11,355 शेड्यूल कास्ट कैटेगरी में है और 6,862 शेड्यूल ट्राइब. इसी तरह यदि बैकलॉग वैकेंसीज की बात करें तो 2004 से 2014 तक जब यूपीए के कार्यकाल में मात्र 1,08,000 नियुक्तियां हुई थी गत 10 वर्षों में यह संख्या 4 गुना बढ़कर के 4 लाख तक पहुंच गई
Our correspondent talked to some of the newly recruited youth. They expressed happiness on being given appointment letters and thanked Prime Minister Modi.
कुमारी नीलम आज रोजगार मेले के अवसर पर शामिल होकर मुझे अत्यंत गौरवित महसूस हो रहा है और मैं इसके लिए माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी और उनकी सरकार के लिए आभारी रहूंगी जिनके प्रतिनिधित्व में भारतीयों को इतने रोजगार देखने के लिए मिले हैं जितने पहले कभी किसी सरकार में नहीं मिले हैं
मेरा नाम कुलदीप सिंह है और आज इस रोजगार मेले में नियुक्ति पत्र प्राप्त कर मैं बहुत ही गौरवान्वित महसूस कर रहा हूं मुझे व मेरे परिवार को एक सुखद याद दी है जो हमेशा मुझे याद रहेगी
द रोजगार मेला इज बीन ऑर्गेनाइज्ड एट 45 लोकेशंस अक्रॉस द कंट्री इन बिहार यूनियन मिनिस्टर राजीव रंजन सिंह एलियस लल्लन सिंह सेड इन पटना the Rozgar Mela convened at different places shows commitment of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to provide 10 lakh central government jobs in the NDA regime. In Punjab, Inspector General and Additional Director General of BSF handed over the appointment letters to nearly 500 new appointees in separate programs in Jalandhar. In Jammu and Kashmir, Union Minister of Social Justice and Empowerment, Dr. Virender Kumar, participated in the Rozgar Mela organized at the BSF headquarters in Budgam. He distributed appointment orders among 109 youth. In Uttar Pradesh, three pro-Khalistan terrorists were killed in an encounter led by a joint team of UP and Punjab police in Pilibhit district this morning. It is believed the terrorists were involved in a grenade attack at a police post in Punjab's Gurdaspur district on the 19th of this month. The police said they had received a tip-off on the suspicious movement of some pro-Khalistani terrorists in the region. The police team tried to nab them, but they started firing at the cops, which triggered the encounter. The critically injured terrorists were sent to CHC Puranpur Hospital for treatment, but they were declared dead. Punjab Police Chief Gaurav Yadav told the media that the accused have been identified as Gurvinder Singh, Virender Singh and Jashanpreet Singh. They belong to a banned organization named Khalistan Commando Force.
In this encounter, two AK-47 rifles and two Glock pistols have been recovered. The three persons involved who fired at the police party have been identified as Virender Singh alias Ravi, Gurvinder Singh and Jashanpreet Singh alias Pratap Singh. All three are resident of the area of police station Kalanor, and they were involved in a grenade attack on the police post Bakshiwala in the same police station. The preliminary investigations have led that this module was controlled by Ranjit Singh Nita, the chief of KZF who is Pakistan-based.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. National Farmers Day or Kisan Divas has been observed in the country today. The day honors the contribution of farmers to the nation's growth and development. Kisan Divas is observed on the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh to recognize his contribution to the agriculture sector and welfare of farmers. Recognizing the vital role of farmers, the government has taken several initiatives like PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Fasal Bima Yojana and PM Kisan Mandhan Yojana to provide financial security, risk mitigation and long-term social security to farmers. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have paid tributes to former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh on his birth anniversary today. The Vice President visited Kisan Ghat in New Delhi this morning. Talking to media, he said next year, the Kisan Divas will complete 25 years and everyone should take a pledge and organize programs throughout the year so that the interests of the farmers can be kept paramount.
अगली साल किसान दिवस के 25 वर्ष पूरे होंगे हम सबको संकल्प लेकर पूरे वर्ष भर कार्यक्रम करने हैं ताकि किसान हित को सर्वोपरि रख सकें और मुझे आशा है आज देश में भारतीय कृषि अनुसंधान परिषद की 180 से ज्यादा संस्थाओं में बड़ी भारी सक्रियता होगी क्योंकि आज का दिन उनके लिए बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है.
Rashtriya Lok Dal chief and grandson of Chaudhary Charan Singh, Jan Chaudhary, was also present with the Vice President at the Kisan Ghat. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that Chaudhary Charan Singh was a true well-wisher of the poor and farmers. During his Rozgar Mela address today, the Prime Minister said he was honoured to present Bharat Ratna to Chaudhary Charan Singh.
ये हमारी सरकार का सौभाग्य है कि हमें इसी साल चौधरी साहब को भारत रत्न से सम्मानित करने का अवसर मिला. मैं उन्हें अपनी श्रद्धांजलि अर्पित करता हूँ. एग्रीकल्चर सेक्टर में बड़ी संख्या में युवाओं को रोजगार मिला है. जब सरकार ने देश की सैकड़ों कृषि मंडियों को इनाम योजना से जोड़ने का काम शुरू किया तो इससे भी नौजवानों के लिए रोजगार के अनेक अवसर बने.
Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam has said that India needs to move towards a paradigm where administrative decisions are based on data and have impact assessments. He said this while inaugurating the second round of the sensitization-cum-review meeting of statistical advisers in central ministries and departments in New Delhi today. The CEO said data is very crucial for every part of the government and decisions should be driven by analytics fed by data. He emphasized the need for continuous upskilling and reskilling to keep up with new tools and methodologies in statistics. Mr. Subramaniam highlighted ongoing improvements in the country's statistical system, including new technologies and compressed data processing times. BJP today released charge sheet against the Delhi government ahead of assembly polls in the national capital. Senior party leader Anurag Singh Thakur, Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sachdeva and other leaders unveiled the document accusing the AAP government of misgovernance and not fulfilling the promises made to the people. Speaking on the occasion in New Delhi, Mr. Thakur alleged that AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal made false promises and misled the people of Delhi. He also listed out pollution in the Yamuna River, air pollution in Delhi, corruption in the city and other issues to target Mr. Kejriwal.
ये कैसी सरकार है जो आई भ्रष्टाचार मुक्त दिल्ली करने के लिए थी और भ्रष्टाचार युक्त शासन देने का काम किया है जिसके 8 मंत्री 1 सांसद और 15 विधायक जेल जा चुके हैं कोविड के समय हमने एक बात तो देखी थी कि वर्क फ्रॉम होम तो चला था वर्क फ्रॉम जेल मॉडल अरविंद केजरीवाल ने देश को दे दिया है
AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal has rejected the allegations by BJP saying the party does not have any issues to raise. BJP MPs Pratap Sarangi and Mukesh Rajput, who were injured in the Parliament House complex amid protests, were discharged from New Delhi's RML hospital today. Both the MPs were brought to the hospital from Parliament with head injuries last week. Earlier, Mr. Sarangi had alleged that Leader of the Opposition at the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, pushed an MP who fell on him, after which he got injured. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today started week-long Pragati Yatra from West Champaran district. He reached tribal community Tharu village, Gothwa Tola in Valmiki Nagar, where he inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of different development projects over 780 crore rupees. Mr. Kumar will visit six different districts during his scheduled tour. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has appointed Indian-American entrepreneur Sriram Krishnan as a senior White House policy advisor on artificial intelligence, AI. Trump said Krishnan will work closely with David Sachs, who has been appointed as a White House AI and crypto czar, to shape AI policy across the federal government. Krishnan's appointment has been widely applauded by the Indian American community, recognizing his contributions to technology and leadership. Krishnan expressed his gratitude on the social media platform X following the announcement. In Brazil, a small plane crashed into a tourist hotspot in the city of Gramador yesterday. The crash killed all 10 people on board and injured more than a dozen people on the ground. According to Brazil's Civil Defense Agency, the twin-engine Piper PA-42 Cheyenne crashed shortly after takeoff. Northern India is experiencing a severe cold wave, with states like Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Madhya Pradesh grappling with freezing temperatures and heavy rains. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued orange alert for several districts of these states, attributing the extreme weather to an incoming western disturbance. We have more in this report.
In the Himalayan region, Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh have been covered in frost and snow, with waterfalls and streams freezing over. Srinagar recorded a biting nighttime low of -4.6 degrees Celsius, while Konibal village in Kulgam district was the coldest in the region at a staggering -6.5 degrees Celsius. Temperatures in the plains have also dropped sharply. Chandigarh recorded a chilling 0.8 degrees Celsius, while Punjab's Adambur registered 1.8 degrees Celsius. Delhi and its neighboring regions had light rainfall and dense fog, further aiding to the wintry conditions. The IMD has warned of worsening weather as the western disturbance is said to impact northwest India from December 26. An induced cyclonic circulation over southwest Rajasthan is expected to form by December 27.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes over 71,000 appointment letters to new appointees, says around 10 lakh government jobs provided in the last 1.5 years. Three pro-Khalistan terrorists killed in a joint operation by Uttar Pradesh and Punjab police at Pilibhit in Uttar Pradesh. Farmers' Day been observed today to recognize contribution of farmers in nation's growth and development. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump appoints Indian-American Sriram Krishnan as senior White House policy advisor on artificial intelligence. And northern India reeling under severe cold wave conditions due to an incoming western disturbance. And with that, we end the Midday News.